In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, my voice is not very good because we've been singing and praising God, and we've been having a real wonderful, wonderful experience. The Lord's presence has come, and it's been so wonderful. Last night, I believe, was the 10th night, and tonight will be the 11th night. And we start Mass tonight at 7 o'clock this evening, and it will be behind the gift shop. We are not up where we usually are, behind the gift shop. And for people who are looking for directions to the espousal retreat house, the directions can be followed by calling this number, 7-8-1-2-0-9-3-1-0-1-7-8-1-2-0-9. That's 209-3101. They will give you directions to the espousal retreat house. Great things are happening. I will share some of them with you as we continue. I'm looking at a favorite psalm of mine, and it's Psalm 37. And really, if we lived by Psalm 37, I tell you, things would be a lot easier. "Fret not yourself because of the wicked. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb." You see, it's very easy in the flesh to look at people that are doing wrong, harm, and say they get away with it. And we fret ourselves with those things, and you know what happens? We get all upset. Get your eyes off of people. Put your eyes where they belong. Not on wrongdoers, please, because you know what? It doesn't work. You look at wrongdoers and say, you know, look at this one. You know, look at that one. Look at Travellini, you know. He was the one that did the whole embryonic stem cell research, and now he's got this big job, and he's got a house now right by the ocean. Isn't that wonderful? Well, bless his heart. I hope he prospers, you know. I hope he prospers, you know. I don't wish him any harm. You know, but he's a wrongdoer. He's a wrongdoer. Get your eyes off of people like that. Trust in the Lord and do good. So you will dwell on the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord. Take delight in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. That's exactly what we're doing every night now. We're just taking delight in the Lord. That's what we're doing. Taking delight in the Lord, taking delight in his love, taking delight in his presence, taking delight that he's come to tabernacle among us, taking delight that he's God, taking delight that he is the one who promises that he would give us the desires of our heart if we take delight in him. So that's what we've been doing for 10 whole nights now, taking delight in the Lord. Worshipping the Lord, adoring the Lord, and praising the Lord. Oh, yes, that's what we've been doing. It's not very difficult, you know. We just start by worshipping, praising God. We start by singing, and, oh, Lord, we just keep on praising until the spirit of worship comes, and then we begin to worship with that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful music that brings us to the throne, and then the glory comes. And I tell you, we're taking delight in the Lord. And you know what? The scripture says, if you take delight in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And you know, you just don't take delight in the Lord. You've got to do something to take delight in the Lord. Well, last night I saw some people coming in at the beginning. It was really funny. You know, I was kind of resting, and we're praying the rosary, and as we're praying the rosary, all of a sudden come in the stormtroopers, the people that have been there almost every night. My Lord, they all looked like they had combat boots. They were ready to begin again. It just tickled me so much, you know. I saw Joan Prowl coming in, and I had a good laugh. I saw other people coming in that had been there almost every night, and I just started laughing. I'm thinking, you know, this is so wonderful that here they come, you know. They're coming here to praise the Lord. That's all we're going to be doing, is to praise the Lord, you know. And the presence of God is going to come, and they come in like stormtroopers. We're ready again to bow before the Lord and to worship the Lord, really to take delight in the Lord. To take delight in the Lord. And when you take delight in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. And the desires of your heart automatically come when you take delight in the Lord. And I think that we don't take delight in the Lord. We hear those words, take delight in the Lord. But to take delight in the Lord, and that He would give you the desires of your heart. And you take delight in the Lord because He's the Lord, not because He'll give you the desires of your heart. And you know, it's the way it is. When things like that begin to happen, people coming in to praise God, and you know, that's what, you know, that's our agenda. Our agenda is to praise God. That's the agenda. The agenda is nothing else but to praise God. We don't have an agenda. I'll preach for a little while. Last night, I preached for a record amount of time, 22 minutes. So short. I said everything I needed to say in 22 minutes. No need to speak longer. So interesting. So interesting. Just departing from the old ways and just giving God the glory and giving God the command and giving God the worship that He deserves. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Then commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. When we commit our way to the Lord, we just need to just remember that we are dead men committing our way to the Lord. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And we just give it over to God as if we were dead men and women. Saying, okay, Lord, I'm committing my way to You. I want to follow. The name of the game is follow the leader. The name of the game isn't I'm going to show You. The name of the game is I commit myself to You. Whatever You want, I will do. And you know, I learned that a long time ago when I was between the seminary and I finished teaching school, and I took a year off, and I was asking God what He wanted me to do, and you know, and He was telling me, commit your way to the Lord. And I was saying, Lord, what do You want me to do? And He said, commit your way to the Lord. He says, I am the way. And I said, Lord, but what do You want me to do in September? Because now, again, it's already May. What do You want me to do? And He says, I am the way. Commit your way to the Lord. And I said, I know You're the way. He says, no, you don't. Because now, if You knew I was the way, it doesn't matter what You're going to do in the fall. My Lord, that was dying. But I did. I said, okay, have Your way. I don't like it, but have Your way. And you know what? I knew where I was going in September. I knew. Didn't take long. A couple of weeks, I knew. You know, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Trust in Him, and He will act. That doesn't mean you don't have to do the footwork. It does mean that you commit your way to the Lord. And He will bring forth your vindication as the light, as the right, as the noonday. Then it says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Be still. Sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world is to be still. When they had reached the Red Sea, God gave the command to Moses to tell the people to be still. The Red Sea is in front of them, and the Egyptians are in back of them. And God says, be still, for today you will never see these Egyptians again. Be still. I tell you, last night the stillness of God came upon us. The stillness of God came upon us. That pregnant silence, that stillness. After you worship God so much and so long, there's no need to speak anymore, no need to sing anymore. Just that stillness comes, that stillness of the Spirit, that stillness, that pregnant, holy, awesome presence of God. I tell you, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, He'll act. Be still. Be still before the Lord and wait for Him patiently, because I'm going to tell you, the Lord does not live by a 24-hour clock. He lives by the surrender of His people. He is not free to do for us what we need Him to do until His people begin to surrender, until His people begin to commit their way to the Lord. He is not free to give us what we need until we let ourselves be just dead men. I just surrender to you. I give it all to you. Whatever happens, I want to be led. I've reached that point, oh God. You know, that's the hardest thing in the world to do, is just to completely surrender and say, here I am, I come to do thy will. Because it's a grace. It's a grace. It's a grace. You cannot do it on your own power. I cannot do it on my own. It's a grace. And I tell you, get into the place where people are worshiping and those graces are being given. Those graces are being given. They're being given for God's people. They're being given because where His presence is, there is no struggle. Where His presence is, there is ease. Where His presence is, God begins to work the mighty works and the mighty signs that He knows how to do, because He's God Almighty and He is still on the throne. He has not abdicated the throne. Get into a place where you can be still. Get into a place where God can speak to you. Get into a place that you can surrender unto Him. Get into a place where you're not busy. Get into a place where you're not working. Get into a place where the Lord just has you and you have Him. Get into a place where He is yours and you are His. Get into a place of anointing. Get into a place of anointing. Get into a place of anointing. And then He begins to speak, even if it's in silence, because it makes no difference what I do next. It makes no difference, because Lord, I lay it down. I lay it down. I want to be one of those that are led by the Spirit. And those that are led by the Spirit are the children of God. I want to be led. But you will never be led unless you lay your life down. You will never be led until you surrender. And it's not once. It's every day. Surrendering to God, just allowing Him to be God. I am a dead man. You know what we can tell you about a dead man? A dead man has no plans of his own, and he's facing in one direction. No plans of his own, facing in one direction. Lord, here I am. I come to do thy will. It's the hardest thing in the world, because you know what? We're always looking for something. We're always looking for answers. And you know, sometimes there's no answer but surrender. Sometimes there's no answer but surrender. Sometimes there's no answer but surrender. And you know what? That is the answer. Just to lay your life down and say, yes, Lord, I cannot go on any further without your help. I need you so much. I surrender. I surrender. Then it says, be patient with the Lord. Be patient with the Lord, because the Lord's not on your clock. The Lord's not on my clock. The Lord's not working through clocks. God works through eternity. Oh, you say, for Father Tom, I don't have eternity. God works through eternity. Be patient with the Lord. Don't get uptight. Be patient with the Lord. He's got everything in control. He's not abdicated the throne. He's still on the throne. He still hears and answers prayer. Be patient with the Lord. Yes, and be patient with yourself. Be patient, be patient, be patient. Ask to be led. Oh, when people come to me and they say, I want to do the will of God, I say, oh, hallelujah, you will. And they look at me and they say, how do you know? I say, because not many people want to do that. And God will do it for you because not many people want to do what he wants. I know God will do it because not many people want to surrender their life to him. I know God will do it because God is God. But how do you know? I know that I know that I know. If you want to do the will of God, as Sister Elizabeth said to me so many hundreds of years ago, Father Tom, I wasn't a priest then, she said, Tommy, she said, God will move the ends of the earth to bring you where he wants you to be. And I said to myself, this lady, this Carmelite sister, has prayed too long, but she was absolutely right. If you want to do the will of the Father, God will move heaven and earth if he has to let it be done. But you see, it's all in the surrender. It's all in the being docile. It's all in being led by the Spirit. And it's all in being patient with the Lord because, you know, he's not using your Timex watch. Be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Take some deep breaths now. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Fret not yourself in anything. Be still. Wait patiently. Fret not yourself because the wicked prosper. It's none of your business. Fret not yourself that you keep on saying, I do the right thing and I always get it in the neck. Please, fret not yourself. Be still before the Lord. Delight in the Lord. He'll give you your heart's desire. Worship him today. Delight in him. He'll give you your heart's desire. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. Like a dead man, surrender, and he will act. He will bring forth your vindication as the light. He will vindicate you. Do you understand? I'm telling somebody, he's going to vindicate you. You don't have to get all upset. Come on, listen to me now. This is the word of the Lord to you. He will vindicate you if you commit your way to the Lord. Do you understand me? He will vindicate you. We have a lovely man coming to our services. Lovely, lovely man. This lovely man has been homeless for 4 years. He doesn't feel sorry for himself. So last night he said, someday I'll tell you the story, but I don't want to tell you tonight because you know what? You won't be able to sleep. I believe him. I believe him. Lovely man from a foreign country. But you know what he said to me last night? That this is a man that's lived in his automobile for 4 years. Do you know what he said to me last night? What God has promised, he will do. I know he is not a liar. He will do it. I need to be patient and wait. My Lord, this is somebody that's paid the price. You know, we all had a bed to sleep in last night. And this man slept in his automobile during the cold winter. You would think that something like that would make him bitter. Not at all. He says, God promised and he will do it, because God is not a liar. I said to myself, this is a man of faith. This is a man of faith. He's been through the valley of the shadow of death. Not one moment of self-pity. Not one moment. He walks in victory. You know, he could take the first verse and begin to fret himself because the wicked prosper. And here he is, a righteous man, living in his automobile. But he's gone beyond fretting. He's gone into trusting the Lord and committing his way to the Lord. He's gone to being still before the Lord, because the Lord will act. I'm telling you, my friends, this is wonderful stuff. And you know why I'm so blessed? I'm going to tell you that God would send this man to us to be part of the worship that happens at the espousal. I feel so blessed. This is a great man. A man of faith, a man of God, a man who trusts. He said to me, Father Tom, I can't tell you the stories about living in my automobile in the winter because you wouldn't sleep tonight. I believe him. But it hasn't broken him. It hasn't destroyed him. Because he's committed his way to the Lord. And he's working now. And he's so happy. He's working now. I tell you, am I blessed that the Lord would send somebody like that to me? I think of Eric and how he ministers to this person who used to be out in the street. His name is Harold. And most people would miss Harold and the beauty of Harold, but not Eric. My Lord, we have no idea who people are. We just look at the outward appearance, and the Lord looks into the heart. I tell you, my friends, you might feel like a penny waiting for change today, but God thinks that you're just the best because you're living by faith, and you too know he's not a liar, and you're trusting him, and you're committing your way to him, and you're being patient with him. You're a righteous man. You're a righteous woman. And he will vindicate you. Do you hear me? He will vindicate you. Tonight we will be at the Espousal Retreat House, but we will not be on top of the hill. When you go by the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue, you bear to the left. We are in the little chapel behind the gift shop. Mass will be in the little chapel tonight, so we're going to have a good time tonight at 7 o'clock. And if you need directions to the Espousal Retreat House, it's 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. So tonight will be the 11th night of our time to gather to worship the Lord. With what agenda? With the agenda to worship. That's it. I hope you're going to join us. I hope I see those people coming in with their army boots ready to give praise unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It was so wonderful last night to see Mary Haley coming in, and I'm thinking, oh, here's another stormtrooper. There's Mary Haley and Robert coming in, and there's another stormtrooper. Yeah. Ron and Barbara, two more stormtroopers, my Lord. We had the stormtroopers out last night. Sue and David, stormtroopers. We had Mary Jane there last night. My Lord. It's really funny. It's really funny. And our music is wonderful. It's like no other music. I know every place else they go, all this modern music. We've got real revival music, I tell you. We're really revival. We're in the 1918s, I'm telling you. The only thing we don't have is sawdust on the floor. Listen, so tonight we start at 7 o'clock if you'd like to come. And the mailing address that I need to hear from you is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Because it is the summer and I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I just received a call from New Jersey from a beautiful woman that said tonight they are going to join us between 7 and 11 with their prayer group, Worshiping God. She says, we hear you on the radio, and that we're so blessed to hear you in New Jersey. We're at the southern tip of New Jersey. Blessed be God. So tonight, we will be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7 o'clock, and you're welcome to come. And I really need to hear from people because summer bills come in, and I know people are out on the beach, but you know what? We have to pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128, and they are tax deductible. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Get ready to praise the Lord and commit your way to the Lord, and He will act. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.